Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're enjoying some patriotic music today on Memorial Day as we celebrate Memorial Day with the discussion about business. What more appropriate it on Memorial Day when we think about the lives of those who the sacrifice, those who paid the 1.1 million who paid the ultimate sacrifice so you and I can pursue our business. The only way we can justify that and earn anything close to what they gave us is to perpetuate what they give their lives for. And one of the ways we do that is by making our economy strong so that others can pursue this, so that their children and grandchildren can pursue their own lives and pursue happiness. And so that's what we're talking about with our good friend Tom Anastasi. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm your host. Tom Anastasi is our guest. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. TomAnastasi.com. Right, Tom?
Yes.
And by the way, folks, yes. if you want to take the poll question that we've asked people about Memorial Day, you can do that at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and take the poll question and see what you think about that. Tom, thanks again for being here with us on Memorial Day. We're talking about how to decide when to go, when to not go. This is one of the hard decisions. And the thing is, Tom, go, no go is not just a startup quandary, is it?
No, it's also for expansion.
Yes.
And so maybe this is the right time to expand, and maybe this is not the right time to expand. And just because I say no go does not mean, and usually does not mean no go forever, it just means no go for now, get your ducks in a row, and then go. But mm-hmm. it's that decision of launch or not launch. And, you know, who cares if you launch 2 or 3 months later, but if you're going to do it right, That's the
right.
Key.
Now, in the previous segment, we talked about the business checklist. Mm-hmm. Should you go, no go? Do you have enough capital? Do you have enough information? What do you know about what it's going to take to sustain this? But you also have a personal checklist, don't you?
Yeah, the first one is 3 to 5 years of industry experience, because one of the things that I notice that's very common is that people want to start a business very different from what they're working in now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, they want to start a restaurant but have no restaurant experience. And there's a lot of gotchas that can get you. And so what I say is work for a restaurant for 6 months. And, again, if it's outside of your market area and you're not competing, you can kind of be an intern, but you are going to learn so much about the side of the business that you had no idea.
It's amazing, Tom, over the years, especially when I had my consulting company, the people that would be sent to me by someone else about how starting a business, and they'd say, I want to do this or that. And I say, okay, well, tell me about your background in that business. Oh, I don't have any background in that business. Oh, okay. Well, why do you want to go into that industry? Well, I just think that I'd like to do it. I'm interested in that, blah, blah, blah. And I say, so you have no experience at all in the electrical supply business or the carbonated beverage business or the restaurant business or whatever it might be. Oh, no, that's right. That's right. I say, well, here's my advice. Go get a job in that industry. Go work in that industry. And, of course, they're crestfallen when I tell them that because they want to start up tomorrow. And I'm telling them to go get a job and wait 5 years.
Yeah.
But they don't like it when you tell them that, do they?
They don't, but they like it afterwards. They say, oh, my gosh, I never knew. I mean, a great example is a gentleman was an avid golfer, wanted to start a driving range and figured, how hard could it be? It's a driving range. And then realized, oh, my gosh, once he worked there for a summer – and again, this was a man who was an engineer and, you know, was retirement age. He worked there and thinking, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that there are days that go by when no one goes there. Mm-hmm. He also finds out the insurance for a driving range is very expensive, and that's going to cut into a huge amount of his profits.
Right.
And And he ended up doing it, but he ended up going in with his eyes wide open, mm-hmm. and he learned so much.
Surely, in the personal checklist, you've also got to cover the impact on your home life, on your family. To me, if you're going to do a personal checklist, Tom, you've got to say, okay, is your family prepared for the sacrifices that they're going to have to make? What do you think?
Yeah, well, the first of it is that you're going to have to work 70 to 90 hours a week at the beginning.
That's a day, 70 to 90 hours a day.
And, you know, you're going to sit there and can your family handle that? Because you are going to
In the beginning, folks, probably for years, it's a lot of work.
It is, but you're smiling all the time, so you're not going to know it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is things like cash on hand, because mm-hmm. your personal bills still keep coming in, and even though the business is profitable, your personal bills still come in, and that's the biggest gotcha I've noticed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Is just make sure you've got that all lined up, and things like health insurance. If you worked for a company and they were paying for your health insurance, you know, are you under a spouse's plan? Because if you've got to start paying your own health insurance, that can be far more expensive than you ever dreamed. And, you know, but these are the type of things that once you start it, it's going to be the dream that you want it to be. It's not going to be a burden, which is really the secret to having a successful business. And letting your family know, these are going to be changes, but but ultimately it's going to be a positive change if you manage it correctly.
But are they willing to invest in you? And that's the question that has to be asked. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon. Happy Memorial Day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
TomAnastasi.com, folks. Check out his website and find his book there, too, The Successful Entrepreneur. Quick break, 29 after. Happy Memorial Day, folks. I'll be right back. America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.